SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
I remember you.
I remember you, too.
Didn't you used to have a podcast?
Yeah.
Well, we just got back from Nadia Nolens, and we had a swinging time down
there. Oh, yes, we did.
And what were you telling me a minute ago before we hit record about?
How it's like a family vacation now. I mean, going back there, it's just like being amongst family.
Yeah, I agree. We just kind of pick up right where we left off with people and catch up. And you say family, it sounds kind of incestuous, but
no, I don't mean it that kind of family. But yeah, I do mean it like old friends and family, and just to be together, like
all that sexually charged energy and laughter,
and the ability to be completely your genuine self in front of them, and everything is okay. No one cares. Everyone loves it. And even if we have different play styles, completely different play styles, and we never play, it's always great seeing all the people and talking with all the people and sharing naughty times. Even if we don't like physically share them in a bed, it's just a constant sharing of naughty stuff, like 24/7. I mean, whether it's opening up and talking about something sexy, whether it's seeing someone take off their shirt for the first time and dance topless in front of everybody, or get body painted, or showing off their new nipple rings, or just it's all good and it's all sexy and it's all the communication and the community that I love so much.
Yes. One girl took your bra off in the very first day we were there, I think.
I didn't have a bra on. I just had a halter shirt.
Yeah.
And I was out at the pool and she just pulled my boobies out. She did. I mean, we just had met like briefly at the pool.
Oh, I was talking about Angie and Jay. I guess that was another time.
Oh, yes. Yes, Angie.
Average swingers.
Of average swingers. The first night, we were there early. We were there for 4th of July fireworks. Our plane got in the evening, and we just pretty much popped over to the hotel, threw our bags in the room, and jetted off to see the fireworks. And when we were walking back to our room, I saw Angie up on a balcony at a private party on Bourbon Street, and she said, "Hey, Allie!" And she just pulled up her shirt and showed me she wasn't wearing a bra. Shaked her titties out on the balcony. I loved it. And I was thinking, oh shit, I have a bra on. I can't flash her because she'll give me hell about it. Because I was the one that got her to stop wearing her bra. And here I am with a bra on. So I was like, I like scurried away and said hi to him and everything. But the next afternoon, I saw her at a party, and I purposely wore a bra.
Because you knew she'd be there.
I knew she'd be there. Right. And then she totally, I said, I had it on for a while, and I was like, they were late, and I was going, damn, I've got this bra on, because I wanted to mess with Angie with this bra, and they're not even going to show up. And then sure enough, they showed up right then, and she pulled my bra off. I said, I wore this bra so you could take it off me. she took it off.
They're great people.
In the club. It was great. But yeah, that's just all that sexiness. Just and being able to joke and laugh and
everything from mild to wild. It's all fun.
Yeah.
So we had a great time, great food, great drinks, great people, great sex.
Yes. Great music.
Oh yeah. And we'll be back again, I'm sure. It's up on our website if you want to come with us next year. We had just a really, really fabulous time. And we're going to talk a little bit more about our times in New Orleans and maybe, I don't know, some of our experiences and maybe a few tips and tricks along the way. I don't know. See what happens. Thanks for joining us. And I know it's been a while since we got on the microphone, but we've been busy with life and still having fun and still going out and having a blast. But we don't want to make it out like, here's what I did on my summer vacation, day one, day two, day three. So we're just going to talk about some things that, I don't know, come to mind.
We have no outline for this episode.
So let's get right to it. What everyone wants to know, what was the best meal you had? Not in Holland's.
Are you shit me?
Okay, moving on. I think this was the first time this was the first time that we went to Naughty Nolans and didn't venture down into the playrooms this year.
Wow, yeah. We didn't.
We found our own fun. We found our own private playrooms. But I heard I heard they were really wild down there again. Lots of people,
really?
Yeah. Lots and lots. They expanded it, I think, a little bit. They moved a couple of rooms around.
I can't believe we didn't go down to the playroom. We didn't even walk.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
That's unlike us, but we ran into a group of people at the pool that...
From Austin, Texas.
And some were from Seattle.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had two rooms, a suite and a playroom, orgy room, called it. And
a couple that we've known for a long time, they've done this 2 years in a row now. They had a suite, and then they bought two suites that were adjoining, so that they had their playroom and then their resting room or sleeping room.
And they also had a Sibian in the room as well. Yeah.
We got invited to an orgy.
Yeah, that was hot. And I remember last year we were invited to an orgy, and we barely knew the people. I think it was just somebody. We were walking to Colette's, and someone handed us a little card that said, come to this room at 2 a.m. for this orgy.
And we were in the afternoon.
Was it 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah, or something like that, or 12. It was early. It was going to be orgy.
Okay, this is something like unlike us as far as, I don't know, let's just go and do this. Now, this was last year, and we just wanted to go check it out. So we walked up there to check it out, and...
Nothing was going on. Door was shut.
So,
we knocked. But no, you know... A lot of times, you've been to these conventions, you know that a lot of times if you're open to people just popping into your room and playing, then people leave their door open or ajar, and that's kind of an invitation to, hey, come in, take a peek, see what's going on.
Or people pass out little cards saying, come to this room, come to that room. And
some people decorate their door.
Right.
Put their lifestyle name on there and which dating sites they're on so you can see if you might be compatible.
There's all kinds of ways of meeting people, but after that last experience with showing up to the orgy that wasn't an orgy.
It was a bust.
I knew, though, I had a very strong feeling that the group of people that invited us to the orgy particular night talking about it, they were definitely going to be there.
They were not going to flake.
So I remember we went up to, I can't remember, was that the night that we went to the Hypnotist show?
Might have been. That's not important.
I know, but I'm just saying that we were up at the party, and I remember seeing some of our friends, and it was like midnight or right before midnight, and we're like, we're headed for an orgy.
So it was two sexy ladies who organized it because it was their birthdays. One was that night all day, and the other one was having her birthday officially at midnight. So they had conspired to hold an orgy in this room at midnight and said, made sure to tell us, hey, meet us at the pool at midnight or come to the room at midnight. So we did. And we knew this was going to be on because both of these ladies were on fire.
Yeah. It was just a little bit later because when we first walked down to the patio.
It's early for us.
It was like, we were actually on time. We were on time. We were like 11:55. We're there. We aren't going to miss this orgy.
We might be late putting out a podcast. We might be late to dinner, but we're not going to be late to the orgy.
This time.
Right.
And then I saw one of the sexy ladies that...
Birthday girl.
The birthday girl. And I was like, oh, man, where's the orgy? I thought it was going to be at 12. She's like, oh, we're still having it. We're still having it. We're just later. We're just a little late.
Well, we got into their room, and they asked you if you wanted to do, or if you'd ever done the Sibian before, and you told them you had, and but we weren't really into that. We were we didn't need toys; we had human ones.
Yeah.
So they laid the one birthday girl down on. There was two king size beds, and they laid one girl down. One birthday girl down on one bed, and I think it was another couple that was in the room started giving her some oral attention and rubbing her and massaging her on that bed. I laid you down on one bed, and the birthday girl's husband was already on that bed naked. I started going down on you, and I'm on my knees while you're on the bed and you're laid down, and then I think you started what, playing with him? Or,
well, he had been flirting with me the past two nights very heavily, and it was cute. It was a lot of fun. So I definitely wanted to play with him. I was definitely at that point, and he was laying there, and the beds are high. And you were going down on me, and when you were on your knees,
mm-hmm.
going down on me, and then I was starting to suck his cock next to me. And then all of a sudden, you just kind of like collapsed down a little, and I thought, oh shit, what's wrong, you know? And then you didn't say anything, but then you kind of struggled back up to my pussy a little bit, and I was thinking, okay. And then you knocked down again, and I was like, oh man. And so I like sat up to see if you were okay, and I see his wife on the floor on the carpet underneath you.
Right.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I said, okay, that's great.
I was going down on you, and then I was focused on your pussy. I didn't know where his wife was, because when we started playing, I thought maybe she was on the other bed.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I feel these lips around my dick. I just, bam, I'm like, look, that's when I like kind of looked down and stopped going down you. I was like, whoa, who's down there?
Yeah, I was like, you know, I was getting kind of worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you kept slipping down, and then when I sat up and looked down and saw her, I just like busted out laughing. It was great. And then I think it just got kind of wilder and wilder from there on.
She eventually seduced me onto the floor with her. Now you're up on the bed with her guy, and I'm down. We're on the ground, and I started going down on her. And while she's on the ground, and she had pulled a towel underneath her, and I was going down on her, and her pussy was pierced. And yeah, that was a lot of fun because you're not. And that and her, she was on fire. I'm pretty sure I gave her a couple orgasms down there on the ground because her clit was engorged and she was really, really, really wet. And but then I was like, we should get back up on the bed. And
she's like, think I said something to you guys like, you guys are going to get carpet burned down there. come up here.
Yeah. She's like, yes, let's get on the bed.
And
I have to say that she was body painted. She was my little mermaid. She had seashells on her boobs, and she had been body painted that night. That was pretty.
That was hot, huh?
Yeah.
I wanted to say that the night before, you weren't down there. I was at the patio late night. I had gotten up and I went down to the pool for a drink, just to chill. The girls in the back corner from the group, they were coming in and saying, it was two unicorns. They were talking about all this wonderful sex they just had and this woman's pussy that tasted the best a pussy has ever tasted. And it was like fruit and how wonderful her pussy tasted. And they were just going on and on and on about the taste of her pussy. And I was like, I wish I had my recorder here for this conversation because it's very good. And I was like, damn, who is this? And when she came out, it was her. So I was anxious to taste her pussy as well. And it was good.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
We definitely did some girl-on-girl play. And that was very hot. But that was after you guys had did a fucking marathon in all different positions and everything, and you guys were just flipping all over that bed.
You too with her guy.
I know, I was too, but he was pretty much banging me from standing up, and I was kind of hanging off the bed. But you guys were taking up most of the bed. Flipping around.
She wanted to start in cowgirl. And so she started on me cowgirl. I lay on my back and she fucked me like that. And then, I mean, she just took charge. And she was like, she knew what she wanted. And she's like, I'm going to do reverse. And she flipped around and did reverse. And then eventually she says, do you like doggy? And I'm, hell yeah.
Yeah, they were fun and adventurous. And I loved fucking him too. Gosh, I loved him fucking me too. Very sexy guy.
And we was turning me. I came and then went down on her some more. He was still fucking you.
Yeah, he fucked me long time.
Yeah, he did. And then I started watching that. And then I got hard again, and I fucked you some more.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I think somewhere in there, you two girls were playing.
Then we started, yes. Yeah. We were just rubbing our bodies up against each other and grinding, and I licked her pussy. And yes, it did taste very yummy. I don't often play with women.
But when you do.
Oh, yeah.
You make up for
it. I realize. I realize how much I missed it. I was like, wow. And that happened to me recently at a club, too, where it was just one night out of the blue. It was a woman thing. You know, women kept. That was the night before. The weekend before we went to Naughty New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
That Saturday night we went out to the club. And it was just like out of the blue. I got a lot of female action that night.
Yeah.
A lot.
Normally when we go to that club, you're talking about
a lot of single guys. Single guy action.
And you're in threesomes with me and another guy or more. And that night after we fucked, at the club, these girls just attacked you.
Yeah, they did. It was hot. It was hot.
Yeah, it was.
But that was kind of a carryover. I guess I had that energy, you know?
Yeah. That was like about a week or two before.
It was
a few days before we went to Naughty Knolls, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a Saturday before we left. And
That was practice.
That was warm up. So yeah, that was very hot and erotic, and I loved it because they were down and dirty with a fucking and a licking, and they were so very sensual and giving and accepting pleasure equally, and that's always hot, and they're a happy couple. And
you know, a lot of times when we play, like in the playrooms anyway, a lot of times it's like we play in the playrooms at Naughty Knolls, and then maybe we go back to our room and freshen up, or we go to the pool, and sometimes we might not even ever see the people that we play with again. But this was nice because right after we finished playing, everyone was all good. We headed out to the pool and hung out with them some more, you know.
Yeah, I mean we had been friends with them for a few days before that.
I'm just saying it's nice to be able to talk to somebody after you fuck them.
Nice to know their name. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I knew their name, but you know what I mean. Yeah, it's nice to.
Yeah.
Nice to have some afterglow with the person that you just had relations with.
Yeah.
Instead of just wham bam, thank you ma'am. You know.
It was hot, and that whole group. At the beginning, and here's a little tip for Naughty New Orleans, or for any kind of club situation. It will appear that there are cliques, but they are. I found that it's real easy to break the cliques up, and when you break them up, you realize that they're not really a clique. They're just a
group of people talking.
Group of people talking that are comfortable with each other. And that they don't mind at all for someone else coming in and talking with them.
To some people that like see a group of people talking together, they may have a misconception that that's a clique. It's just a group of people sitting around talking. And I don't like, I mean, some people say, oh, that crowd is clicky and that crowd is clicky. And maybe it's just that you're shy.
Yeah.
You know?
But this group was not shy and they weren't cliquish. I just went over there and they were friendly and talkative, and they had the best music.
Right.
The unicorn there. Lovely unicorn. The other one that was having a birthday, she had the best sound.
Oh yeah, she had a nice speaker and sound system on wheels that she carted around.
And her playlist rocks. And no one at that pool ever complained of her playlist. And I like just going over to them and just standing over there and dancing to her play.
Yeah, they were
her
great.
Song. She got it down with the whole mood of the swinging through different parts of the night and day.
But they were a large group, and that makes it easier to infiltrate, I guess, or to get to know them. But it's because it's a little different if it's just like two couples sitting at a table. You probably don't want to go up and just, hey, how are you guys? But maybe you do. But like when it's more than two couples, it's easier to, you know, because you don't feel like, oh, we're interrupting your play action that you're trying to set up or something right now, you know? It's easier when it's a larger group.
Yeah. Another tip that I've discovered over the years of going to these events is that just because someone talks to you doesn't mean they want to play with you or you want to play with them. You've got to get that out of your head. And then that way you can talk and feel free to talk to people and not feel like, oh gosh,
pressure.
These people are only talking to me because they want, you know. Yeah, because you could learn so much with people that you completely don't have the same play styles with at all, you know, and
you have one thing in common. You're at Naughty New Orleans. You're there for the same thing.
Yeah. And that you're open and
you're on vacation. Have
fun. So, yeah. And I think with getting that out of it, out of your mind, like when you think, oh gosh, if I go talk to these people, they're going to think I want to have sex, or if I talk to them, they're going to think.
Well, I'm so glad that you said that, that just because we talk to somebody doesn't mean that we're going to have sex, because if we had sex with everybody that you talk to at Nadia Nolens, I don't think I'd be able to keep up with that.
Well, after that that midnight group sex adventure, later that night, around 3:30, I guess, they closed down the pool for some reason. And
people were still up, like, and wanting to mingle. Yeah. So we found another part of the hotel where they have a 24/7 patio that's open. You can look down.
Balcony.
Yeah, you can look down on Bourbon Street, and Bourbon Street's still going on. It never stops.
So we went up to the balcony, and I don't know how it happened.
Allie met a single guy at a couples event.
Wow. And I don't know how that happened, how it happened. All I know is he was kind of flirting with me before.
Yeah.
During the day, and during the day that the person pulled my titties out of my halter top, he was giving me compliments and stuff. So I'd known him briefly, but hadn't really, really talked to him that much until then.
On the patio. You got to know
him. On the balcony. And we went back to our room. I don't know how that happened or how fast that happened, but it seemed like it happened pretty damn fast.
I don't know. It was about at this point, it's probably like
4:30
maybe. I don't know. But you looked over to me and right before we left, and you're kind of like, we're not going to play. We're not going to play. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. That's fine. But then a minute later, like I was talking to somebody else and I looked back and you guys are kissing. And you're kissing pretty passionately. And then
he was a really good kisser.
Yeah, I guess so. Cause he turned that around, and cause you were like, John, let's go back to the room. And he followed us.
Yeah.
And we pleasured you.
Wow. For like hours. You guys, I don't know how you did it. But I do know that we had some Olympic style sex.
Did the breaststroke.
Shit.
We did the volley.
The vaulting, yeah. The pole vault.
The pole vault.
I don't know. What does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah. Wow.
And yeah, you were just all worked up from the orgy, and then
that
we went down on you, we fucked you, you were our morsel.
Whew. He was really good. Really good. As far as very
well, he left his socks in our room. You'll have a trophy to remember him by.
No, that's the other guy.
Oh. No, that was that guy.
No, it wasn't. Oh. Yeah, it was.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Well, he left his socks in our room, so you'll have a trophy to remember him by.
Oh, please. I tried to find him with his socks. You know, I was like,
we saw him the next day, but he was with another woman, and we didn't want to, like, hey, you left your socks in our room, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't be cool. And actually, the maid only found one of them, and then I wasn't just going to give him, here's your one sock. I found the other one. But yeah, and I carried him around to see if we, but
so we,
if you're listening, I have your socks, your fish socks.
And so, yeah, we watched the sun come up that morning.
Yeah.
He left.
I was
we
just
put on those blind, whatever you call those curtains that block all the sunlight out. Crashed out till about, I don't know, 1 or 2 in the afternoon, I think.
I don't know. Maybe not that late.
I don't know.
Just a few hours. We didn't do much sleeping.
But we did enough to be rested.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't feel like I was, like, sleep deprived. I'm going to sleep.
We were very prepared, I think.
Yeah, you can't party like that and on little sleep. You got to sleep.
Yeah, I think we did good. This is the first time I didn't get any swinger injuries.
Podcasts. So there was a lot of other podcasters there, and that's part of our family as well. And we enjoyed spending our time with them. We hung out with Doug from Swinger Carousel, probably the most. He and his wife were a lot of fun. We went to a piano bar one afternoon, hung out late at night, watched some fireworks.
The first night, yeah.
Yeah.
With July and every night at the pool.
Yes, for sure. We also met a new podcaster, the Unicorn Report.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And, of course, our friends, Jay and Angie, are always fun. We talked about them a little bit earlier. And AverageSwingers.com is their show. And South Swinger Diaries again, Holly and Michael. So many fun people.
Two or More to Tango.
Absolutely.
Love those guys.
Yeah. And so they all, and we were invited to do a podcast panel. Hopefully somebody recorded it. But we missed it. It was scheduled at 4:30 in the afternoon at the exact same time of our favorite daytime party, which is at the beach down Bourbon Street.
I don't think it surprised anyone that we weren't there.
No.
Because years before they've put it early in the morning, and we were like, ugh, we can't do these morning things. But this year they put it like in the afternoon, and I'd almost prefer it being in the morning than right during our most favorite party of the event, the party at the beach.
So I put on my Average Swingers t-shirt to go represent
at
the beach for my fallen podcasters who couldn't make it to the party. So hopefully somebody recorded it. But
we had so much fun. We don't miss the beach party. That is like
the one daytime party we always go to.
Yeah.
It's a foam party. It's at a big bar right in the middle of Bourbon Street. Yeah. And we always get up on the balcony and kind of...
Yeah. Our friends L and G were up in the balcony with us, went up there with us.
Oh, yeah.
We actually got there a little later than normal because we went on a tour with Bob and Tess in their neighborhood, which was very cool. And... Bywater?
Yeah.
Bywater.
They moved out of the French Quarter to Bywater. That was interesting to see that.
So cool. So anyway, we were late getting there, but we went straight up to the balcony with our friends L and G. And
Tops
got the balcony rocking. And boy, we did. We got it rocking. And it's just fun to pull off your shirt and dance and look down at everybody. And I love looking down on the stage where all the sexy women are up there dancing and just enjoying themselves.
Yeah, I went to the restroom, which is downstairs, and I come back and I look up to see where you're at, and you're on the rail of the balcony, and your shirt's up, and you're dancing with your titties.
Slapping my titties up with a finger.
It was with you and three other girls, two girls from Guatemala.
Elle was on one side of me, and we started grinding and kind of dancing and doing a little dancing. And then there were these two hot girls on the right side of me from Guatemala that started dancing with me too and dancing with us too, and we were just it was great. They were very hot. A lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to seeing them on the cruise.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you told them to save us a dance.
yeah. I'm hoping they'll save me more than that.
yeah. So, yeah, we were just dancing around, having fun, doing what we do up on the balcony. And then I like it up there because I can slip you over to the back there. And I was giving you like a lap dance. And a lap dance that turned into a blowjob. And there was another couple up there to the left of us. And
L&G.
And L&G. No, what I'm saying is on the balcony.
Right.
And we've had some brief interaction with them, with dancing. And she still had on her clothes, and she was fine. They were having fun. I think L even, you know, was, you know, dancing with her, and they were like, oh, you know, it's okay, it's okay. You know, and they seemed to be a little uncomfortable with things. But as I was dancing with you and then giving you a blowjob, and I think that L said, you know, that's our friends John and Allie, to them, and they went, oh my God. We listened to their podcast from day one.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was funny. And I was just really into giving you the lap dance and then started giving you the blowjob. And then I look up and she's over on the side of us, the girl that was a little shy about taking her clothes off. She's over the side of us totally with her top off, giving her guy lap dance blowjob in right next to us. And I was like, wow. And L and G were up there. We were having a blast. So and I love that. And another couple also that was up on the balcony had joined us, so we were all just having a good old oral sex, naughty dance, lap dance time up there.
Us guys were appreciative. I think we made a wise decision missing the panel. I would much rather have had a blowjob with four or five hot topless women dancing around me than to talk about RSS feeds. So. Good call, Allie.
Yeah. Oh, and after that, it was good that our friends L and G, we were walking back and we were all glowing and having fun and we were a little tipsy. And I think one of them said, we should eat.
Yes.
You know, we need to get some food in us. And that was a good call because, like, a lot of times you just kind of, when you get into the partying and having fun, you need your friends to remind you when it's time to eat so you can maintain and keep it up and pace yourself. So we had a lovely meal with them, and we were joking around because that's our second dinner date with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've known them for quite a while, and they know that I don't usually like to go on dinner dates, but actually, and we were joking about that. Like, they were like, oh, we've had two dinner dates now.
Right.
The first one was your birthday.
Yeah, they took us out.
In September, they came down to us, and they took us out to a fantastic meal. And then this time, we had a great time. So they were just joking around. But actually, the part that makes me uncomfortable going up to dinner with people is if I don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do not like the whole, like, let's meet over dinner for the first time to see if we're compatible. I mean, but once they're friends, then, I mean, it's totally different for me.
Right.
I don't get, like, anxious or stressed out. It's very comfortable.
Right. So, but when they had come in September around for my birthday, we did end up having a super hot time with those guys. And so I'm thinking as we're sitting there eating, I'm like, well, is this going to be a repeat? I don't know. But we were all kind of like you said, tipsy or buzzed, and we ate, which was a good call, and then we went out, and they kind of helped us re-energize for the rest of our night, because you've already heard about our orgy and everything, but that if they had not fed us, we would not have had sustenance to survive the orgy. So thank you, Ellen.
And they're a great couple. They're fun to be around.
Absolutely.
And
I think you wanted to talk a little bit about new things that you learned.
Yeah, I love going to Naughty New Orleans, right, to see friends, to catch up with friends. And the whole time I'm there, we kind of go with a mindset of we're just going with the flow. That's pretty much how we roll. And another thing I love about it is that we learn so much. We don't necessarily go to the seminars, but for people that enjoy the seminars, there's all that. There's a ton of seminars that you can learn things that interest you in. I went to one, Den Tenham's, just because I pick up stuff from her all the time. She knows her shit, and it's fun, and she actually had me be a model where she was describing a sex position that really works, and so I laid down.
That's the one where you're a missionary and the guy's legs or knees are up under your thighs?
Oh, no, that was on the cruise. Yeah, but it was how they, you know, you kind of like tilt to the left. I'll have to show you.
Okay.
For sure. Because I went in there and learned that. And so that was the one seminar I went to.
Well, her stuff is always widely attended, and she does a great job with her audience participation and all that good stuff. So anytime you see Den at one of these events,
go to her seminar.
Yeah, and she has free ones and paid ones and mm-hmm. private and semi-private. So,
but another thing, like, we don't really, I mean, I think we learn the most just by, like, going with the flow and talking with people and just talking with people. So, what did you learn when we were going through the flow of things?
Gosh, I learned a lot of things. I don't know where to start. I'll say that Naughty New Orleans has become such a much bigger event than when we first started going. It was like originally like a 4-night event, but a lot of people now come a night before the event starts, and a lot of people leave a day after the event ends, and there's still things organized by Bob and Tess that are going on those days. So I would say we always go a day early. I think next year we'll go a day early and stay a day later.
Maybe so.
Yeah, because there's a lot to do and plenty of people around and keep the party going. I also think that because it's become so big, they used to have just like one. Well, they would have 2-day parties, but now they have 4-day parties going on every day. And there's so many more people attending that if you want to stay in the main tower where all of the most of the activities take place, you should book now. I mean, I'm going to.
As soon as possible.
Yes. Yeah, because it's going to fill up.
Yeah.
I learned that.
You learned that, yeah.
I learned.
So we're going to stay an extra day next year.
Yeah, if we go. I think so. And if anybody listening wants to come with us, then sign up on our website. But even if you don't, I would encourage you to sign up early because it is becoming a very big event. And
there was like 2,000 people there this year.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was a lot. So the cruise is in October, and it's put on by Bob and Tess, same group. And I know there's going to be at least 2 very hot Guatemalan women there on that boat. And I'm going to be there, and we're going to take off and do that. But they're also having a Naughty in LA event like the weekend before the cruise leaves. So you could take the cruise and turn it into a whole week-long thing if you wanted to.
Uh-huh. Or if you're in LA and can't get off for the cruise, you could come down for just the Naughty LA event, mm-hmm. which is going to be a 3-night hotel takeover event, and it's going to be like a mini Naughty in New Orleans,
yeah.
but in LA.
at a really nice hotel. And again, there's links on our website to that and on Bob and Tessa's site. And I would say, go. We had so much fun on the last cruise. But I knew there was going to be a Naughty in L.A. He asked me what I learned, but I didn't really realize it was going to be like 3 nights. I thought it was just going to be like a
night one. Before.
Yeah. But it's a full-on event that can be joined with the cruise or done separately, so...
And they're going to have, like, seminars and stuff during the days.
Dentena will be there amongst other, many
and
other
theme educators. Nights at night.
Mm-hmm. And it's a takeover, and so nudity, and there's going to be playrooms, and it's, mm-hmm. it's at the Garland Hotel in L.A., which is really nice.
Another thing we learned is there's a new place to party in Las Vegas. Our friends Holly and Michael from Playboy TV have a new club in Vegas, which is called Sensual at the Sapphire Pool, and I'm really excited to go check that out.
Yes, Vegas needs more lifestyle clubs, so there you have it. And couldn't imagine a better team to put it on than those guys, so I'm sure it'll be hot.
Yeah. Let's see, what else did we learn?
I learned about a unicorn.
We learned more about unicorns.
Yes,
we had some really interesting conversations with our unicorn friends this year.
Yeah, so she was a unicorn, and she came to Naughty New Orleans with a single guy, and she hung out, and she was one of the girls in the orgy, and she told me something that's kind of a little eye-opening for me anyway, because, you know, we always say to people and friends, you know, hey, be able to play soft swap if that's what a couple is into. Soft swap can still be a lot of fun and very hot, and you know. And we were having a conversation about soft swap, and she was very adamant in that she didn't like to play soft swap if she was going to play with a couple as a unicorn, because she's like, get me all worked up, and then I need a dick, and if it's soft swap, I'm not going to get it.
And
so
I never thought about it in that perspective as far as because usually when a couple is looking, I guess usually when they're looking for a unicorn, sometimes it's the guy wants to see his wife with a woman. I got from her perspective how that's very
could be frustrating
for her. But she's great about like just speaking her what she enjoys and what she doesn't, and mm-hmm. that's the same way we tell couples and we tell everyone, just whatever your play style is, as long as you can verbalize it and let other people know, it's all okay.
Yeah, she was a very take charge kind of girl.
Yeah, I love it.
We were playing in the orgy room, and after I fucked you for the second time, and she started fucking the guy that you had been with, the husband, right? Mm-hmm. Not her husband, but she was fucking him, and she was just, like, directing him while they were fucking, you know, faster, faster, right there, slower, faster, yeah. faster, right there, keep that, right there.
She knows what she wants.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. I learned that I must attract single guys no matter what. Like, none of them have ever heard of our podcast and heard me talking about our threesomes or anything like that. But somehow, like that last night, I don't know how many single guys officially there were there, but I think they all found me on that last night, because I had 3 guys that were flirting with me pretty heavily the last night. And I was a little like, I felt a little, not uncomfortable, but I was like, oh my gosh, you know, in my head, because I was trying to tell you, like, holy shit, I want all 3 of these guys. They're all great. I don't know which one I want to
pick,
talk to more, or, and then, yeah, it was like.
But I want people listening to understand that Naughty and Nolans is a couples only event, and you can come as a single guy as long as you're with a unicorn, you know, that's cool. And then you have to be careful too, because it could be just like somebody's girl is passed out and now the guy's wandering around, you know, so just want to be very upfront and direct and ask, you know, hey, what's going on, you know?
These were guys that had been,
one of the guys was from the plus one room, which is the politically correct way to say the chocolate room now. I learned that. Yeah. The plus one room.
And then the other one was just a guy that actually lives in LA, which I hope if he happens to listen, you know, we have a podcast, but I hope you'll look us up because
the couples cruise is going to be fun.
No, but I was just saying that, yeah, you're right. It's a couples event, but the single guys have been vetted pretty much so.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the one single guy, he was a long time part of a couple.
Mm-hmm.
He was just really good friends with, and he had already had his room, and he was really good friends with the unicorn, and there you have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like you said, it's all couples, but there are definitely some hot singles that go there too. But yeah, I guess that would be a thing. I mean, but some people like to play with married people, and that's what I found out too. Well, I remember we were talking to one couple.
Oh, yeah.
And she was saying that she likes that her single guys are married. And that's something that I'm completely the opposite on right. that one. So I was trying to hear her perspective.
Well, it just comes down to some women feel like that if they play with a married guy, that it's going to be less threatening, that the guy's not going to try to swoop her away from her guy. But
to each his own.
Right. To each his own. If it's a single guy and they're playing with you, I'd prefer they be
really single. Yeah, and I prefer the married guys to be playing with their partners.
So back to things that we observed or learned. It's really important, I think, for couples to go at their own pace and do these things. And this was we definitely went at our own pace. We didn't do a lot of podcasting this year. Normally we interview some people or we go to some of the podcasting panels and that kind of thing. But it was really great just to go and enjoy the event and do what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that other couples who are coming, just do what you want to do, because there's lots to be done.
Mm-hmm. And lots of fun. You don't have to worry about what other people are doing, just as long as everything is right with you as a couple and you're communicating well with each other and you're able to communicate that to other people.
And even Bob and Tess, I mean, they are so busy doing the event and everything, but they take time away to enjoy each other and have fun together and do their thing. So everyone, there's something for everyone at that event, and that's why I love it, and I'll be glad to go back. So, thank you all for listening. Been a long time since we rock and rolled on the podcast a sphere. But we've been in the swing sphere, and all is good, and we're going to try to bring you another one soon.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, keep it hot. I think the only thing that we forgot to mention, I don't know if we should talk about it or not, was when Angie of Average Swingers and her girlfriend had that bull, that big bull that did them both, tossed them. I mean, he really wore them out.
Oh, I know.
Should we talk about that?
Well, it was pretty hot.
It was very hot. Okay, I was sweating watching it.
You videotaped it.
I did. I videotaped Angie and her girlfriend with a big bull.
Riding him. Riding that bull.
They both did.
That was very sexy.
They were on top. At one point, they were both on top of the bull and facing each other and like kissing.
Yeah.
While they both rode it.
I know, they were sore afterwards.
Ooh. Okay, it was an electric bull at the swamp.
I think they figured that. Thanks for listening. Keep it naughty.